Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 5, The Activities of Sakshi Gopal, Text 141. Kamalapure Asi Bargi Nadi Snanakoila Nityananda Hate Prabhu Danda Harila Kamalapure Asi Paganari Snana Koila Nityananda Hate Prabhu Danda Dharila Kamalapure Asi Paganari Snana Koila Nityananda Hate Prabhu Danda Kodarila Kamalapure Asi Bhaginari Snana Koila Nityananda Hate Prabhu Danda Kodarila Kamalapure, to the place known as Kamalapura. Asi, coming. Bhargi Nadi, in the small river of the name Bhargi Nadi. Snanakoila, took a bath. Nityananda Hate, the hands of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Danda, the sannyas staff. Dharila, left. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Kamalapura, he took his bath in the Bhargi Nadi River and left his sannyas staff in the hands of Lord Nityananda. Someone can read the purport? Someone can read?
In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda, Chapter 2, it is said that when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Sri Bhuvaneshwar, he visited the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Gupta Kashi, or the concealed Varanasi. Lord Shiva established this as a place of pilgrimage by bringing water from all holy places and creating the lake known as Bindu Sarovar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in this lake, feeling a great regard for Lord Shiva. From the spiritual point of view, people still go to take a bath in this lake. Actually, by taking a bath there, one becomes very healthy even from the material viewpoint. Taking a bath and drinking the water of this lake can cure any disease of the stomach. Regular bathing certainly cures indigestion. The river Bhargi or Bhargi Nadi came to be known as the Danda Bhanga Nadi after Lord Chaitanya bathed in its waters. It is situated 6 miles north of Jagannath Puri. The reason for the change in names is given as follows.
When Prabhupada was in his later years and his health was failing, apparently, it was suggested that he go to this place, Bhubaneshwar, and take bath there, drink the water there because it was well known. So Prabhupada's commenting that it's known that this Bhubaneswar is near Jagannath Puri. How many have been to Jagannath Puri before? How many have been to Bhubaneswar? Yes. Generally, go to both. Krishna also brought all the rivers, all the holy rivers to his Kunda, Shyamakunda. You know the story, because Srimati Radharani didn't want to associate with him anymore because he was impure, because he had killed a male cow, Arishta Asura. So she wouldn't touch him. So he said, what to do? She said, well, you have to take a bath in the holy rivers, purify yourself. So he dug a hole, kund, and he ordered all the holy rivers to come. So they came, and he filled up his kunda, and then he took bath. And that's a similar pastime. This particular pastime, Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas at the age of 24 years. His wife was 16 years old. His mother was 60, something like that. Father had passed away. Brother took sannyas, went to South India and disappeared. So he was the only male left in the family for his wife. First there was Lakshmi Priya, then Vishnu Priya. Lord Chaitanya married Lakshmi Priya, the goddess of fortune. But she left this world due to separation. Apparently a snake bite, but the snake bite of separation from Lord Chaitanya. And then at the request of his mother, Sachi Devi, he married again, this time Vishnu Priya. But Vishnu Priya, also the goddess of fortune, expansion, Lakshmi. Whenever the Lord appears, comes to this material world, he comes and he brings his consort also. His consort is Lakshmi, or expansion of Lakshmi. Lakshmi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And from Lakshmi, so many different expansions are there, just like Rukmini is an expansion of Lakshmi. And there are many different expansions of Srimati Radharani, Lakshmi, Yogamaya, and Sarasvati, Bhu, Shri, Pushti, so many different energies, Shaktis of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They display different opulences. And Krishna had his 8 primary wives in Dvaraka: Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati. Actually, Jambavati was also Mahalakshmi. She was offered by Jambavan to Lord Ramachandra to become his wife. But Lord Ramachandra had taken his Ekapatni Vrata, and he declined to accept her. But the arrangement was made that she would become his wife at a later time. So again, Jambavan offered the same daughter, Jambavati, and this time Krishna accepted her as his beloved wife. And Kalindi, Lakshmana, Bhadra, different wives, Satya, and then he wholesale accepted 16,100 wives also. They're all expansions of the Lord, the Lord's consort. As Krishna expands into unlimited incarnations, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajovanamcha, so his Shakti expands into unlimited forms of his consorts, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Rohini, Rohini is the wife of the mother of Balaram. Balaram's mother, wife's name? That's right, Revati. So, and different expansions. So, why did he take sannyas? He just married her. She was the goddess of fortune directly. Very beautiful, chaste, pure. If he was going to take sannyas, why marry her? Who can understand? Activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna wants to do something, when God wants to do something, it's extraordinary. When he wanted to marry, he married 16,000 wives. But that's as Krishna. Krishna is coming as the supreme enjoyer, but Lord Chaitanya is coming as the renouncer. Vairagya nija bhi, vairagya vidya nija, ya, nija bhakti yogam shikshartam eka purushak purana. Kripambudir yastamaham prapadye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. In the Mahabharata also it describes Suvarna Varna Hemango Chanangas Chandanangari Sanyasa Krit Samas Chanta Nishta Shanti Parayana. This verse specifically indicates the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suvarna Varna Hemango. His complexion will be molten gold. There's someone who passed away recently who claims to be God. Some of his followers were putting forward the idea that he was actually the Kali Yuga avatar. But he would have to meet the criterion of the Mahabharata that says Suvarna Varna Hemango. He didn't have, his complexion was not like molten gold. Suvarna Varna Hemango Chanangas Chandanangadi. He didn't take sannyas. Sannyasakrit Chima Shanta. He wasn't peaceful. He was agitated. So many complaints are there. He couldn't control his senses. He got caught for stealing different things. Sannyasa Krich Shaman Shanta Nishta Shanti Parayana, fixed in devotional service, peaceful. And he would have to meet the criterion that was given by Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangasya Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasam. Always chanting the names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, he did that. He was always chanting, and he began the Sankirtan movement. He took the chanting out, and millions of people joined him. But we don't see the so-called incarnation going out and chanting Hare Krishna. Maybe he has someone take a photograph, touched up, doctored photograph playing a flute. But he's not beautiful like Krishna. He may have a flute with a photograph, but he's not beautiful like Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya, he's Gaurasundara, very beautiful, so beautiful. All the women were completely captivated. But that was not his particular function in this incarnation. He was not coming as the enjoyer. There are some unscrupulous persons who like to present Lord Chaitanya as the Nagari, Gauranga Nagari, the enjoyer. But that's a apasampradaya according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because Lord Chaitanya didn't come in that rasa to be the enjoyer. We see he even renounced both wives. He didn't have any children. He did it, who knows exactly all the reasons. There may be millions of reasons why Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, appeared. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. But actually, he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Not in the mood of being the enjoyer, but in the mood of being the enjoyed. And he's showing the example of a bhakta. Pancha tatvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa, in the form of a devotee. Bhakta rupa swarupakam. Bhakta avataram, bhakta kyam namami bhakta shaktikam. He expands in these five features when he comes. To taste the relationship of devotional service. All five features are in the mood of service. Advaita Acharya, he's an avatar, he's in the mood of service. Nityananda, Shachi Suto Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Krishna has come as the son of Shachi Devi, and Balaram has come as the Nitai. What is their mission? To Dina Hina Jato Chilo Harinama Udorilo. Chant the holy names of the Lord, delivers everyone, Dina Hina, even the most fallen. What is the proof? Tar Sakshi Jagai Madhai. That Jagai Madhai were delivered by the chanting of the holy names. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Godode Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonodo. They've arisen like the sun and the moon on the horizon of Goda. They're giving the delivering everyone, anyone who will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is the price. Enechi Oshadi Maya Nashi Barulagi Hari Nama Maha Mantra Lau Tumi Magi. Price is simply chanting. That is the only alms that the representative of Lord Chaitanya are asking for. Lord Chaitanya's Kai Gauram madhur svare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he's singing in a very beautiful voice, Hare Krishna, and asking everyone to join in. And those who are fortunate, who have sufficient intelligence, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishna, Sangopangascha Parshadam, Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumeda Saha, those who have good intelligence, they join the Sankirtan movement. Those who are Alpameda, not very much intelligence, they do not join the Sankirtan movement. Anyone who doesn't join the Sankirtan movement, Alpameda Saha. He's less intelligent. He doesn't have much brain substance, cow dung. He doesn't have real, what do they say, gray matter? It may be gray, but it's, or brown or something, but it doesn't work properly. Anyone who doesn't join the Sankirtan movement, you may say, but he's very educated, he's very respectful, very pious. But who's pious? In Kali Yuga, there's no religious principles. Nobody's able to be pious. The only hope is to take to the Sankirtan process. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, in the Kali Yuga, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, the Lord is incarnated as the holy name of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga Avatar. So we don't accept any imitation avatars. The next incarnation, someone may say, well, when's the next incarnation coming? If we don't, maybe we don't accept Lord Chaitanya. When's the next one coming? Yes, you have to wait 427,000 years. And that one is not so adorable. That incarnation is not very, very, very lovable. He's lovable, but very sharp, loving. Lord Buddha also appeared in Kali Yuga, but he's not the Yuga avatar. He's not giving the process for self-realization in this age. Lord Chaitanya is giving the process, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Sankirtan. So, chanting Hare Krishna, or Kirtan means to glorify. So, Sankirtan means congregational glorification of the Lord. That can also be in the form of book distribution. I think Punjabi Bhag is one of the leaders in book distribution, isn't it? What position were you last year for the year? And all temples? I think sometimes our Rupanuga Veda College is competing with Punjabi Bhag also. Have you noticed? You've noticed? Competition is there. So I'm preaching to the competition. I was thinking like Drona. Drona was, he was teaching Drishtadyumna. He was teaching, but Drishtadyumna was defeating him. But still, he's supposed to be liberal. Brahmins are liberal, so I'm also coming here to teach the transcendental competition. But anyway, in Krishna consciousness, even the transcendental competition is blissful. Everyone wins, no one loses. It's a win-win situation. If someone else distributes more books than you, you don't slice their tires in Krishna. Maybe in the material world they may do that, but in Krishna consciousness we glorify them all. He's pleased Krishna so nicely. If I could only please Krishna so nicely. So that's the competition, that we want to please Krishna and Guru. And some competition is all right. Actually, the competition increases the flavor. Don't you think there was some competition between Chandravali and Radharani? Or between Rukmini and Satyabhama? There was some competition. But that competition was pleasing to Krishna. Rukmini received the Parijata tree flower from Narad Muni. So Satyabhama, one time Krishna went to give back the stolen earrings of Aditi were stolen by Bhomasura, because Bhomasura was killed by Krishna, and so after killing him he took back the umbrella of Indra and the earrings of Aditi, the mother of the demigods, and he was going to Swargaloka, and he said, Satyabhama, why don't you come with me? So she was very happy to come. On the back of Garuda, they flew there. Mount Meru. And so she said, you know, while we're here at Indra's abode, Rukmini got a Parijata flower, I would also like to have a Parijata flower. Parijata flower is in the spiritual world, but it's also in Indra's planet, Indra's abode. And it's so fragrant that it never wilts, it stays permanently. And the fragrance is just overwhelming, beautiful fragrance. Even the celestial birds and swans, they go there where the Parijata is. So Rukmini's palace was better than all the other palaces because she had this Parijata flower. So Satyabhama was experiencing an inferiority complex. So she requested, my dear husband, maybe I could also have a Parijata flower. And Krishna, the perfect husband, said, my dear wife, why should I give you one Parijata flower? I'll give you a whole Parijata tree. Just take this tree right here. And Indra said, wait a minute. Parijata trees don't leave my abode. And Krishna said, it's okay, she's my wife. She's going to take it. Indra said, no. I know she's your wife, but she's not taking the Parijata tree. It stays here in Indraloka. Krishna said, it's coming down to my wife's palace. And Indra said, not without a fight. Krishna said, okay, fight. So Indra actually organized the demigods to fight against Krishna. Can you see? Shukadeva Goswami and the other acharyas have criticized Indra that he's so ungrateful. Krishna had come there to return the earrings of Aditi and the umbrella that were stolen. And after that, he just wanted the Parijata tree, which everything belongs to him anyway. But Indra was so bewildered and ungrateful that he decided to fight with Krishna. Of course he was defeated. Krishna defeated him. And the demigods, it was very embarrassing. So great acharyas like Shukadeva Goswami and others, they criticize Indra. Not good. How could he fight with Krishna? Therefore, sometimes Indra is known as Sakama devotee. Mixed. He still has some desire, because sometimes he ends up fighting with Krishna. Afterwards, then he learns his lesson for some time. Sometimes people say, well, why did he make the same mistake again? But it was a long time. He has a long life. So he may have learned his lesson, but then you know how we are. We also learn our lesson, don't overeat. How long does it last? Maybe a few weeks, a few months, and again we overeat. Or oversleep, or become offensive, whatever it may be. We tend to forget. So Indra also forgets, but he has a very long life. So, and when he forgets, it's big news. Therefore, Bhagavatam is the newspaper. You don't have to read the news. Anyone read the newspaper here? You're supposed to be honest in front of the deities. Yes. So we don't need to read the mundane newspapers because, first of all, it's not news. It's old. Punak punas charvata charvananam. And second of all, we have a better newspaper, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's giving the news from all over. And you may think, well, that news, that was 5,000 years ago. No, it's Nitya Lila. All of Krishna's pastimes are Nitya Lila, eternal. It's not that they're over. Krishna did the Rasa dance, it's over now. Now he's doing some other dance, maybe the Frug or something like that. No, he's still doing Rasa dance. Rasa Lila. And some universe, he's killing Arishtasura again. Not again, but still, eternal. So, when we hear about Krishna killing Arishtasura, it's happening. You can enter into the Leela. Srila Rupa Goswami describes that in a drama, the audience, if they're absorbed in the drama, the pastime of Krishna, they can actually enter into the Leela. It's so, because the Leela is going on, it's transcendental. It's like CNN has, you know, live broadcast. I know you don't watch CNN. You watch CNN? No. Yes, CNN. They can have live broadcast, some big event. Usually they show some sports event or some disaster. People like to see disasters. They think, wasn't me. But people like to see that. So glad it wasn't me. So that gives some idea, simultaneous live broadcast. So the Bhagavatam is also giving simultaneous live broadcast of Krishna's pastimes. And the news correspondent is Shukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva. It's all going on. Oh, we have to realize that. And how do we realize that? It's not just a philosophical adjustment or mental adjustment. It's one has to be entitled to be invited to enter into these pastimes. Just like when Krishna was going to visit Indraloka, he invited Satyabhama, please come with me. So she was so pious, so pure, that she got to go with Krishna and enjoy that pastime. And by the way, she did come back with the Parijata tree. And she established it in Dwarka. So, Lord Chaitanya, why did he take sannyas? Because as a devotee, he's showing that not the mood of being the enjoyer, but of being the servant of the enjoyer, the servant of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya is the perfect servant, always chanting. He's given up the whole world, took sannyas at the age of 24. He was so beautiful, so attractive, even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was worried. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, he was the court priest, the court pandit of Prataparudra Maharaj. He used to instruct even sannyasis. He would train them up. So he liked Lord Chaitanya. He was very respectful. But he said, he's taken sannyas so young, 24 years. How will he be able to maintain his sannyas? And he's so beautiful. All the women will be devastated. So he said, I better instruct him about Brahman, so he'll be able to stay fixed in his vows. So you know the story, 7 days Sarvabhauma was instructing him. And then he offered, he said, I'll reinitiate, I'll arrange for you to become reinitiated into a higher order of sannyas. He said, because he's sannyas Bharati, Keshav Bharati. So Bharati is not as high as Sarasvat, so he thought, I'll reinitiate him into the Sarasvat line of sannyas, raise him up. So the brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, you don't understand anything. Lord Chaitanya doesn't need to be upgraded to a higher form of sannyas. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What? What are you saying? And then he began quoting verses from the Vedas, from the Mahabharata, from the Bhagavatam, the Puranas, the Upanishads, so many different verses. He finally convinced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Of course, he was more convinced by Lord Chaitanya's defeating him, his philosophy. So Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas. Why? For all the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. For us. They say Jesus died for our sins to deliver us as followers. Lord Chaitanya didn't die, but in a sense, sannyas is civil suicide. So in one sense, he did die. Prabhupada didn't like very much this idea of the Christians that they portray Jesus on the cross to keep enmity with others. He didn't like that feature of the Christians. In Vaishnavas, they don't like to talk very much about Lord Krishna's disappearance, Moshala Lila. Generally, they don't talk about it. It's transcendental, but still, out of sentiment, some feeling, they don't like to talk about Krishna's departure. Or even Krishna's taking sannyas was very painful for the devotees. The barber, he didn't want to do it. He had to shave his beautiful hair. He was crying, please, no, don't make me do this. It's painful. Because he's the enjoyer, but he's giving up the world. So, Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya jnana vairagya yas chaiva Shadbhaga itingana. Shanambhaga itingana. So the sixth opulence is Vairagya. Lord Chaitanya's Vairagi, he's showing his renunciation. We might renounce. Prabhupada was joking with one of his disciples. Prabhupada was with some of his sannyas disciples. And I forget the exact exchange, but they were having a kind of a discussion, a mock argument, and one of the sannyasis he said something in favor of sannyas, and Prabhupada joked. But our sannyas, what are we giving up? We're not giving up so much. Maybe we have a few $1,000 we're giving up. He had the goddess of fortune. Maybe we have one wife or some girlfriends we're renouncing. We're proud of our renunciation. But Lord Chaitanya really renounced the goddess of fortune. That's extraordinary. But Nityananda didn't like his sannyas, as I guess we won't be reading it today. The story, it's one of the wonderful, charming stories. It's not described yet? Oh, yeah, it's described in the next verse. Should I leave it for the next speaker? Well, Nityananda Prabhu broke it into three pieces. He broke his staff. Tribhanga? What is it? Banganadi. Danda Banganadi. He broke the danda. He thought, what is this sannyas? Why should the Supreme Personality of Godhead be renouncing? So he broke the staff. And then he threw it in the river. So there'd be no putting it back together again. Just like I have a staff. My staff, three pieces also. Because when I travel on the airplane, you have to take it apart, put it in the suitcase. You didn't know? This is the Jet Age Sannyas. Jet Age Tridanda. Three dandas, three rods. He engages his mind, his body, and his words in the service of the Lord. And one more, fourth one, bound together, indicating the jiva soul. And the other one, that's the cutting. He cuts the illusions of the materialistic persons. So it's, but even though it's four, it's called tridanda, three. And the Ekadandi sannyasis, they have only one rod because they say everything is one. There's no varieties, it's all one, everything is one. Kaivalyam, Nadakayate. So, Nityananda, he knew the inner meaning of Lord Chaitanya. He didn't like sannyas or Lord Chaitanya. And he was an avaduta anyway. Nobody knew whether he was married or sannyasi or... It was a little difficult to understand Lord Nityananda's position. So he also... But Lord Chaitanya feigned being upset. And he said... now I want to go. When he wanted to go to South India, he said, I want to go alone. And they said, why? Nityananda said, why? How can you go alone? How can we tolerate this? Who will carry your water pot? You'll be chanting with your hands and marking. Who will carry your dress, your clothes? And Lord Chaitanya said, I had a danda and it was broken.
by you. And Damodar, he always chastises me. He thinks I don't know anything about social etiquette. And Jagannanda Pandit always wants to put sandalwood oil on my head and make me enjoy sense gratification, nice soft beds. I've taken a sannyas, but he wants me to enjoy and make a farce. So better I go alone. So that's another. So Lord Chaitanya, he went off alone, even to Jagannath Puri. He was upset. Even at the time, he was upset. So he went alone. He left the others behind. And that's what happened. When he went to Jagannath Temple, he went in alone, and he saw Jagannath, and he fainted. And that's why the others weren't there. And luckily, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there to save him. Otherwise, they were going to beat him. Chokidars thought, who is this pretender? Not supposed to fall down and lie down like this. He's staying there. You know how the sahajas do sometimes. They lie down on the floor and act like they're in ecstasy. So they thought, another pretender. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya protected. And then later, Nityananda and the other devotees arrived. And they said, where's Lord Chaitanya? They heard he went to Sarvabhauma's house. So they went there, and he was still in a so-called unconscious state. Actually, he was not unconscious. He was in internal consciousness. Here are the children come to see Lord Jagannath. And Radha Krishna and Krishna Balaram. Very good. They come every day? Not every day. Some days. Okay. So thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you said that by intellectual adjustment and mental speculation, the mental adjustments, we cannot understand that Nitya Leela is still going on, we can enter into it. But we are entitled to it. And how are we entitled for that?
How long?
How?
Does it take till we're entitled? Till we become a pure devotee? Fully surrendered to Krishna? Then Krishna will invite us to join him. Just like when one leaves his body, if he's a pure devotee, he has no more material desires, he goes to where Krishna's performing his Nitya Leela. And he stays there for another term of association of the Lord and the pure devotees. And then he goes back to Goloka or Vaikuntha as the case may be.
Is it only after he leaves his body? Before that is.
No. One can participate even before that. Jivan Mukta Suchite. He can be liberated even in this lifetime. So the main thing is to become a pure devotee. That's our natural position. Swarup mukti hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavastiti. Become re-established in our real liberation means to be established in our eternal natural form with Krishna, the spiritual form. Any other?
Thank you, Andras.
Okay, thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we would like to request Maharaj and Maharaj.